So good to be here this morning, and not only to lead all of us in prayer, but also to pray beside you. I think at times maybe you don't realize that part of being a priest, right? There is a responsibility as priest, as pastor, to lead us, to lead the parish in prayer. But as a Christian, as one who has received the gift of baptism, just like everyone in this room, I also very much pray beside you. I very much, even though am leading us in a reflection on the scripture, on God's word, am also in a certain sense sitting beside you and listening to God speak to myself as well. And so, this past few weeks I haven't been feeling really well, but I wanted to be here this morning. I wanted to be here to pray with you as a fellow Christian and to listen to what God is saying to us this morning. So, this morning I just want to offer a brief reflection, kind of a recap. The gospel has kind of an obvious moral to the story, so to speak, but I think there's a deeper message that if we're not careful, we miss. What was today's gospel? Well, we have someone who comes up to Jesus and says, "Jesus, tell my brother to give me part of my inheritance," right? This isn't fair, Jesus. We got some family stuff. You know, he's got this inheritance. He's not giving me some. I'm going to go to this rabbi, Jesus. I want you to intervene and be the intermediary here. And Jesus just stops the whole thing, and he tells him a story. He says, "Let me tell you a story about this guy who had these huge barns full of an incredible harvest. And then what happens is he has an even better harvest the next year." And Jesus says, "Well, what does the guy do?" He says, "Well, I'm going to tear down my barns, build bigger barns to hold this harvest." And then that night, God visits this man and calls him home. He dies. And God says, "What use was all this stuff? You fool." And the obvious moral to the story, and I think where our minds go, is, okay, yeah, I've heard this gospel passage. I know what it means. It means the stuff of this earth is passing. Don't get attached to possessions. Be careful of greed. And that's all true. It is what the gospel is saying. But I want to offer something for your reflection this morning that if we're not careful, we miss. And it's the point of the entire parable, what Jesus is saying. The very last phrase where Jesus is telling a story and he says, "You fool." Strong words, right? For God to call you a fool. "You fool. You were rich in the things of this life," and this is the important phrase, "but not in what matters to God." It's important for us to look at this parable and say, Jesus never once said that this hardworking, industrious man was bad because he had a lot of possessions or was bad because of his hard work. He doesn't say that. There's nothing wrong with hard work. There is nothing wrong with the harvest that this man deserved. There's nothing wrong with housing his riches, providing for his family. That's not what the parable is about. And if we're not careful, that's where we go and we quickly say, if we have too much, we're bad, and those that have little are good in God's eyes. That is not what God is saying. The question is the last phrase of today's gospel. The fool is the one who is not rich in what matters to God. So the logical question is, well, if I don't want to be called a fool by God, what are those things that matter to God? Right? And then what happens is sometimes you say, okay, well, tell me the list. What are the things? What are the things that matter to God? We hear this gospel passage and we're like, no, I don't want to be caught off guard. At the end of my life, I want to be rich in what matters to God. So can someone tell me, give me the list, what are the things that matter to God that I need to be doing? And we can start to make that list. You can say, well, let's see, what does God ask of me? Well, okay, to go to church. Okay. He wants me to obey the Ten Commandments. Okay. That matters to God. He wants me to be nice, right? We've been told lots of times Jesus wants us to be kind and nice. Okay, so it's be nice, not lie. We've learned that when we were growing up. You know, God doesn't want us to lie. He sees and hears everything we say. And we go through making this list in our minds of the things that matter to God. And this is my question this morning. Does the God of the universe, the creator of absolutely everything that exists, is he so pitiful? Is he so pitifully weak and desperate that he is just, he's like, please, 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 go to church. I want you to go to church for me. Please, 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 be nice, because I want you to be nice. I want you to be honest. I want you to give to charity. It means so much to me as God. That's what matters most to me. All those things that you do, it just makes me so much better. Is the creator, the all-powerful God, the creator of the universe, that pathetic? And that's the question. Is he seriously that in need of our stuff and our actions? Is that what matters most to God? Does God go to bed at night and say, oh, I hope these human beings that I've created, they do this stuff for me? What a pitiful God. What a pitiful, pathetic God that would be. And so I set out to answer the question. What is it that truly matters most to God? We'll go back to the beginning of time. Why did God create this entire universe? Why did God do everything that he did, bring everything into existence? Why did he do it all? What is it that matters most to God? The answer is me. Humanity. Not a nameless, anonymous humanity, but first and last names, me and him and her and every person in this world. That is what matters most to God. That's why he created this earth. That's why he brought it into existence. He created the mountains, the lakes. That's why he sent Abraham, Moses, Elijah, all the prophets when we started to stray from him. And then that wasn't enough. He sent his only begotten Son to suffer and die on the cross to bring me back to him. Stop making a list of the things that you need to do for God to be on God's good side. It is so silly. God isn't interested in your stuff. God isn't up there with a checklist saying, I hope they do all this stuff and then I'll let them into heaven. Come on. Look around you. What matters most to God is me. He wants me. He wants my heart. He wants the heart of every single human being. Read the Bible. Study history. Look at every single thing God has done for all eternity. What matters to him is me, my heart, the heart of every single human being. That's what matters to God. Yes, going to church is good. Yes, we should be honest. Yes, we need to give to charity. Yes, we need to obey the commandments. But why? This is where we get all mixed up. Why? Not because the stuff matters to God, but because by doing those things, God is bringing our hearts, bringing me to Him. He's madly in love with me. So today, when we hear this gospel passage, hopefully we can get beyond just a simplistic reading of it, of, gosh, today I need to go home and get rid of some of my stuff. That was the gospel message. Jesus wants me to not have a lot of stuff. How pathetic. That's not what God wants. Today, hopefully we can go home, and the question we need to ask ourselves is not how much stuff do I have, but the question is, am I rich in what matters to God? Do I realize He wants me? And do I realize that He desires the heart of every single human being? That is the reason behind evangelization. It's not a numbers game. It's not some new thing that now we're going to try to do. This is something that God has been trying to do forever. The reason I want to share the love that God has for me with that other person, whoever they might be, is not because I've been told to do so. It's because I am so, and should be, so in love with this God that is so in love with me that I realize He desires the heart of every single human being. I cannot stop until every single person on this earth knows how much they're loved by God. So I think every single one of us today needs to ask ourselves, am I rich in what matters to God? Let's not reach the end of our lives and have God look at us not with anger, but with sadness, and say, you fool. You fool. You are rich in so much of your stuff, but it's not what mattered to me. You are what matters most to God. Humanity is what matters most to God. Let's be rich in what matters to Him.